This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. I am Ayman Elbaz, and my goal is to try to teach as many Mishnayos as I can using pictures and cartoons. I thank my sponsor, Stanley Shamosh. It should be a zechus for Ezra ben Rachel and Avram Chaim ben Bella, his father and father-in-law, Aleihem HaShalom. We're doing today Mishnah 729 and 730, and I thank the Lax family as well for being Mishtatef. We're doing a Mishnah in Seder Moed, and the Torah show is going to beautify the Mishnah with pictures. It's Mesechta Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Vav, and Zayin. This is a fascinating Mishnah, that's for sure. Okay, so we know we have a rule that if you want to carry in an alley, let's say between your house and your friend's house, which is closed in the back, and there's a driveway, so you need an Erev. Usually we use it to a Pesach, a standard Erev. But the Mishnah is going to be discussing today that if you have a lechi, how big should this lechi be? So says the Mishnah, this post, this stick, lechayayin sha'amru, these two lechis that were mentioned that could permit carrying the eli, gavan asara tfachin, asara tfachim, they should be 10 tefach tall. V'rachban v'avyan kolshu, the Tanakama holds they can be wide and thick, even a little bit. Kolshu means even a drop. Call that a millimeter. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Rachban shlosh tfachim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't just get something that's a centimeter wide and call that a stick. It has to be something with mamashis. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the lachi has to be 3 tfachim. Sometimes you might notice, you see a board, a plank, that's under Tzuras HaPesach, and you're going to chap that they're trying to be Yaitse according to Yaitse. So again, the discussion of the Mishnah was how tall it has to be, 10 tefach, which is estimated about 35 inches tall, and how wide, that's a machlokes, if it could be a kolshu, a little bit, an inch, or does it have to be 3 tefachim? Okay, that was the discussion. Now, the Mishnah is going to say something funny. And now we're up to Mishnah Zayin. Bakol osin lechayayin afilu bedavar sheyesh bo ruachayim. You could even use an animal, such as a donkey, tie it to the alleyway, and people say, what's this doing here? And you say, well, this is 10 tefachim tall. This is like the lachi reminding you you're allowed to carry in the alleyway as long as you don't carry in the shisa rabbit. But Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yossi says, that donkey might drop dead in the middle of Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi says, you can't use a living creature. We're going to use a horse. What if the horse dies? Okay, that was interesting machlokas. Once they were talking about animals, they're going to mention two other laws regarding animals that are somewhat out of the ordinary, but Torah has its hidden message in it. So listen and kabel schar. Says the Mishnah, Umetami Mishim Golo Reb Meir Metahir. We know that the covering of a coffin is called a golel, and that has a special tumor related to it, that if someone touches it, it's mamshik touching a mace. So the Mishnah wanted to say that the animal that we're talking about over here also can become, have a tumas golel. Let's say someone buried someone, and he doesn't want the goyim to see that he buried someone there, so he parks his animal over there. So now that animal can be metama like a gailo. Reb Meir says no such thing. That's not what we're talking about when we say a covering for a coffin. And the last law, v'kotun olav gitei nashim, Rabbi Yossi said, lili paisel. There was a question if someone wanted to write a get. Rachmana Litzlan, he wants to give a divorce to his wife. So he wants to write on the skin of a living creature. He has an elephant. He'll write the get on an elephant. Or he'll write it on the skin of a cow. Would that be okay? So this is a machlaikas. Tanakama says it's okay. And the Rabbi Yossi says pasul. So what's the, he might want to write it on the horns of the animal if he has big horns. So again, what is the machlaikas over here? So it seems the Tanakama holds that The whole purpose of the get is basically just to publicize that he's divorced. So it's valid. Whereas the other man, Dalmar, that holds Rabbi Yossi, it says it's not good. It's because he holds, no. It has to be compared to a sefer. Just like a sefer is a book. So it has to be a book or a document, a shtar, and not a living creature. So that is the machlokes. Now, what if he gave it on the horn of a cow? So that would not be good unless he cut off the horn, because it has to be easily accessible. And even Reb Meir, that held a living creature is okay, when he says Kaisen Olav Gidei Nashim Tanakama, then he says, because the Torah and Devarim, Perachav Dalet, which speaks about it, so do you say it's referring to that it needs to be a document of parchment or anything that just gets the message across? But if it would be on a horn, the Rav Avadya Mibar Tanur writes that the halacha is like a Tanakama, but if he wrote it on the horn and he gives the para, that's not good, because then she would have to cut off the horn. But if he gave it on the actual animal, that would be okay. But if he just gave her the horn without the, which was not cut off from the animal, then it would not be good. Okay, the Baruch Shem should get nachas from our hishtadlus in the Torah Kedosha, and give us yata neshmaya lilma yilame lishma v'lazus amen keni ratzai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.